Blog Talk Radio.
We Live Harlem Radio is on blogtalkradio.com every Tuesdays and Friday night. Hosted by your girls, Betty, a.k.a. the Harlem Princess, and co-host by Nicole, the Don Diva of Fashion. They bring you TNT Tuesdays and Champagne Fridays from 10 p.m. to 11. Their topics are about Harlem current events, headline news, celebrity news, interviews, and fashion, of course. Each topics are general but pack a punch. The show has a sassy style in combination with good music and humor. We Live Harlem Radio. It's more than a lifestyle. It's a movement.
Hey, guys. Y'all have tuned in to another hot show. This is Situation Tuesday. You have joined me for the next 30 minutes where I give you the situation of what's going on here in Harlem, what's going on around the world. I also got to give y'all gossip. And tonight we're going to talk about the successes of starting a startup business. I'm going to give y'all the top five things that y'all should think about and keep in mind when you want to start up your first business, all right? So I'm going to go into my first selection for tonight. We're going to go into Miss Alicia Keys with No One. She has so many songs out right now that everybody is feeling. She's definitely putting out the bangers. So, guys, before I go into that song, I want y'all to call in 347-884-8894. Let me know what the situation you got going on for today. Also, is a blog, weliveharlem.com/blog/, and that's where I give you everything that I'm talking about here tonight. Okay, I am your host, Betty W., and it's a Situation Tuesdays here on We Live Harlem Radio. It's more than a lifestyle. It's a movement. Keep it locked.
Won't you close where you can stay? I don't worry.
S for her boo. With B. I believe it. What can I say? Real quick, before I get into some more music, I want to let y'all know that, you know, since Christmas is this Friday, Merry Christmas to all, that whoever I do not speak with and whoever who is not able to tune into the show on Friday, I want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas. But if you are coming to Harlem, this is what's going on Christmas Day. The Soul Survivors, Christmas Eve Jazz R&B Funk Night at Lenox Lounge. You already heard me. Thursday, December 24th, Christmas Eve. You can go, I said Christmas Day, but it's really Christmas Eve. You can go in and enjoy some music until Christmas Day, Christmas morning, I could say. The Soul Providers are hosting a jazz R&B funk night with open mic, so that's what's up, at the Lenox Lounge, which is located here on 125th Street and Lenox Avenue. This is this Thursday, the 24th, like I said, guys, from 8 to 12 a.m. All right, they're going to be featuring Millie Davis on vocals, Anthony Stewart on keyboards, Bill Grant on bass, and Leroy Chisholm on drums. So they got also Manny Martinez on percussions, but also special guest singers and musicians, Julius Yu and some other people, and $16 drink or table minimum. So, guys, check out Lenox Lounge. It's definitely a historic place here in Lenox, and why not spend your New Year's Eve there and until Christmas. Lenox Lounge, this Thursday, 8 p.m. to 12. Check it out. It's going to be good stuff. I might even swing by there myself just to see the atmosphere, the food, the folks, the fun, you know, all that good stuff. I'm going to take y'all into another little song. I'm going to take you into some Fantasia, Free Yourself. Shout out to everybody that came here from the chat room, switchboard. I see you. We live Harlem Radio. It's more than a lifestyle. It's a movement. Stay tuned, guys.
Ran into an old friend yesterday. Told me by surprise when he called my name. He was a familiar face from a chapter in my past. Talked for a while like some hours spent. Showing me her photograph, and all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me at once. Tried to smile and not the way I felt, but I was thinking to myself. The way things used to be. Shared a couple laughs and some memories. Talked about the things we changed, some for good and some for bad. Then he said goodbye and he paid for lunch. Promised that we'd always keep in touch. Grabbed my bags and grabbed my thoughts. Walked away and that was that. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me. Try to smile and hide the way I felt, but I was speaking to myself. I never got over you. Wish I was standing in a shoes. And when it's all said and done, I'm still in love with you. Truth is, I never should have let you go. And you're killing me, cause now I know. When it's all said and done, yes, I'm still in love. Cause I let him go, tried to get over it, but it's smashing with my mind. Because I know I never got over you. Wish I was standing in her shoes. When it's all said and done, I guess I'm shooting. I never should have let you go. When it's all said and done, yes, I'm still in love.
is. That's your girl Fantasia with Truth Is. That's one of my songs. I'm going to get into some gossip before we get back into the hits. As y'all already know, Brittany Murphy died. That's my girl. Rest in peace to Brittany Murphy. But Bossa.com do have some things that came out today, if y'all haven't probably seen circulating on the web. Basically, y'all already know that she passed away from a cardiac arrest, supposedly natural death. But now it's starting to come out that Miss Murphy was a hard partying. She had a hard partying reputation that was similar to Lindsay Lohan. And they're saying that it's like if Lindsay Lohan passed away today, it's like, oh, well, you kind of expected it because she was partying hard. Well, they also putting out there that the makeup artist said that Murphy dabbled too much in heroin and in cocaine and referred to the star's eating disorder that left her shockingly skinny towards the end. They said she had too many drugs and too little food. This is what the makeup artist says. But reportedly, the coroner had completed her autopsy yesterday, but right now has been refused to release any findings until the toxicology exam came back. Now, as they were saying before, guys, they found a large amount of prescription drugs in her bedroom, on her nightstand, empty medicine bottles, that also included anti-seizure drugs and anti-inflammatory, Prozac and anti-anxiety meds. Okay, so, guys, we just have to wait and see. Like I said, regardless of what was it she was into, she was a human. And rest in peace, Brittany Murphy, because I love you in all the movies you've been in. We got that peace, Johnny. Never. We're living on the radio. It's on the lifestyle. It's the
morning. I used to be the kind of brother that thought I would never slow down. I used to swear that I don't even care what happens, but baby, right now, you changed my mind, and it took some time, but now I understand, I can be a better man. I never had a chance to meet a lover quite like you. You revealed another part in me, girl, your love is tried and true.
Never
will I break your heart,
never
will we ever part,
never
can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never
would I love this way,
never
give my heart away, never would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. That's why I say
never
would I know the truth,
never
would I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought I would take your hand, girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never again, again, again. Baby, 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 baby. There ain't no question that I love you. I know we've had our ups and downs, but through the tears I know there is nowhere I can say I'd rather be now. You're my shining star, cause you got my heart and now I hold your hand, cause you made me a stronger man. I wish that I could place the whole world in front of you, but a man is just a man, so baby here's my vow to you. Babe,
never
will I break your heart,
never
will we ever part,
never
can't believe I used to say it. I used to say
never
would I love this way,
never
give my heart away,
never
would this player hang his jersey up and leave the game. Never would have thought in a million years I would be here. And that's why I say
never
had I known the truth,
never
when I know that you would come into my life and make everything new. Oh, never would have thought I would take your hand, girl, I swear I would never, 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 never say never. From the day you came along I sung a brand new song that you're a special part of me. Before I had no clue I was lost till I found you, baby.
Hey,
Say never again.
All right, that's my man Jaheim with Never. He's making sure his women know he will never, never, ever do her dirty. That's what's up. Shout out to everybody who men that won't do them dirty, and women. Shout out to everybody once again in the chat rooms. I see you. Everybody on the switchboard, I see you. Thank you for coming through from Facebook and Twitter. Like I said, guys, every week y'all can come through. Y'all want to request a song, email me, BettyW@WeLiveHarlem.com, and I will definitely have that song out for you. Or hit me up on Facebook. Throw it in my wall. Hit me up in the inbox, something. Twitter, do the same thing. I'm on We Live Harlem on Twitter. Now we got 12 minutes to go. I'm going to get into the startup success, the common pitfalls entrepreneurs make. I'm going to go into the top five, and then I'm going to go into some songs because I want to make sure y'all get it all. Top five, spending money for wrong reasons. Of all the traps you can fall into, being overly self-conscious about your business image is probably the most serious, guys. I'm just letting y'all know. I'm going to do it myself. It can lead you to overspend, overpromise, and oversell yourself. It can also make you move into a workplace like an office, come out of your home too soon before you can really afford it. You also go into buy costly equipment. You do all these things to represent yourself as a first-class business, but at the moment, you really don't have the money. So make sure you're not spending money for the wrong reasons. The top, number four, running yourself ragged. I do this myself. I'll be up nightly since I have an internet business. I'm on the internet, on the computer constantly, and going to school, and I got doing online classes for school, so I'm burnt out. It's tough to pace yourself when you got to do it your all list, okay, and the list is a mile long. But if you drive yourself to exhaustion for months at a time, you're going to crash and burn. I'm going to say that one more time. If you drive yourself to exhaustion for months at a time, you're going to crash and burn, okay? Lisa Dunman, she's a founder of a franchise fitness program, Stroller Strides. If you're really going to lead the company, you have to be well enough to lead. And you can only do that if you take care of yourself. Y'all hear that, guys? And that's real, real talk. We're going to get into this Deborah Cox feature real. Can't be friends. This is Betty W. We Live Harlem Radio. Blowing lifestyle. It's a movement.
You just act like we never I was your man. What's your name?
is Deborah Cox featuring RL. I just wanted to give y'all a little bit of song because I know that the thought of success and the common pitfalls are a little bit more important. So I was left out with number 5 and number 4. Number 5, spending money for the wrong reasons. Make sure you have a plan before you just start shelling out some money. Number 4, running yourself ragged. What we were saying, exhausting yourself for months at a time, you're going to crash and burn, okay? So number 3, not networking efficiently and effectively. That's the number one thing about starting your business. You got to network. You got to get it out there. You got to let people know what you're doing. Me, myself, sometimes get shy, but I know to make my business a success, I got to get you out there and talk about it, basically. At different stages in your venture business cycle, it is almost inevitable that you find yourself isolated and alone, which is true, especially if you just left the corporate world, guys. Make sure you target effectively and efficiently networking that can help you regain a sense of connection and a support system that you will get throughout the tough days. If you talk to people that's kind of close within your field or something that you're interested in, you can definitely bounce ideas off them and talk to them about their experiences, as you can do as well. Number 2, skimping on the help. I am as full as this too, guys, because it's so hard for me to let go of my baby. We Live Harlem brand, that is my baby. Anything to do with it, I want to oversee it, make sure it's doing what it do, and it's hard to relinquish some of that task to other people. But to get your venture off the ground and the situation and make it sustain, you have to make it through thick and thin. You need people that you can rely on. People get burned out a lot from having bad teammates, which is so true. Okay? And they also say that they urge entrepreneurs not to skimp on obtaining expert advice. And if there's a propriety knowledge involved, you absolutely need a lawyer. If you invest in something new, you must get that protection in some way. Okay, guys? So do not skimp on help. You do need to obtain legal advice when you need to. And definitely make sure you can rely on people that is actually helping you succeed, okay? Make sure of that, guys. The number one thing that can help with startup success and the most common pitfalls is romanticizing being your own boss, okay? Having a too rosy picture of you being your own boss can set you up for disappointment and failure, okay? And they was going on about when they first started, people would ask, well, how does it feel to be your own boss? Really, you know, it's fun. I'm going to say this from self-experience. It's cool, but reality says you have to make sure you get everything done, okay? You got to make sure you accurately know what you're doing. They said to be a boss, you can have your customers, employees, your attorneys, your accountants, your bank, and many people who are counting on you to do the right thing, and then they'll hold you accountable if you say you are the boss. Okay, guys, top 5, spending money for the wrong reasons. Make sure you have a plan before you start kicking out some coins. Number 4, running yourself ragged. Do not exhaust yourself. Exhaustion for months at a time, you're going to crash and burn, okay? Number 3, not networking efficiently. You got to make sure you go to these places, talk to people about your business, because your business cannot be a success if you do not make sure it is, okay? Number 2, skimping on help. Make sure the people that you do get to work with you, family, friends, or otherwise, are going in the same direction that you're going to, because if you're not, it will be a problem and you will bump heads. And the number one common pitfall for startup businesses is romanticizing about being your own boss. Do not get caught up in that, guys. Make sure the business becomes a success, and then you will start seeing that boss picture later on down the line. Number one priority, make sure your business is a success. All right, guys, with that, I just gave y'all some gossip. Oh, real quick, we got 2 minutes left. Sean Bell, y'all remember here in New York, in Queens, Sean Bell got shot by these cops and blah, blah, blah. You already know the history. Well, the street named after Sean Bell, and it's a beautiful thing. Despite the police department not feeling it, they feel that he was dealing in drugs and things of that nature, so they feel he should not be moralized that way. Screw you, NYPD. We got Sean Bell Way. So any other kid would like to know about the history of Sean Bell, they will know. And at that, hit me up, guys, this Friday. Hopefully, if I'm not into too much Christmas Day, I will be back here with Charge to the Game Friday from 10 to 10:45. I hit y'all with new music. I hit y'all with what I charge to the game, gossip, headline news, Harlem events, you know what to do. Then I bring it back around for Sweet Soul Sunday from 1 to 1:45. Nothing but the sweet R&B soul and 60s and 70s soul music. And then I bring it back to the Situation Tuesday. I'll let y'all know what the situation is for here in Harlem and the rest of the world. Thank you, guys, for all the support you have given me thus far. We made it past 100. We're going to do another 100. You know how we do. Shout out to all my girlfriends, all my family, everybody. Shout out to people in the chat room, the switchboard, people that signed up for the We Live Harlem radio group on Facebook. Shout out to all the members. I got you. Thank you. I appreciate that for sure. You already got the numbers in when you want to call 347-884-8894. Go to the website, weliveharlem.com, all your business needs in Harlem, and the blog, weliveharlem.com/blog/ to get everything I was talking about here tonight and any other night. I'm your host, Betty W. You have tuned in to the Situation Tuesday here on We Live Harlem Radio. And with that, I'm out. I'm out. I'll see y'all.
We Live Harlem Radio is on blogtalkradio.com every Tuesday and Friday night. Hosted by your girls, Betty, a.k.a. the Harlem Princess, and co-host by Nicole, the Don Diva of Fashion. They bring you TNT Tuesdays and Champagne Fridays from 10 p.m. to 11. Their topics are about Harlem current events, headline news, celebrity news, interviews, and fashion, of course. Each topics are general but pack a punch. The show has a sassy style in combination with good music and humor. We Live Harlem Radio. It's more than a lifestyle. It's a movement.